president who said that there's no reason why science and morals can't go forward together has in fact closed the door, has turned his back, really, on the morally acceptable and superior pathway to this research. I think that science was going forward under the Bush policy in a perfectly adequate way. For people who want the research to proceed, there was private money available, but no taxpayers had to provide incentives for, ratify, and become complicit in embryo-destructive research. And I thought that the Bush policy was a wise one. I don't think that there are powerful scientific reasons for departing from it. I don't think there were morally good arguments made for departing from it, and I'm very disappointed.